Blog Talk Radio.
See, lady, I've been trusting and confessing the wrong things, been messing with my head for true corruption.
Up in Numbers 4, where the Lord is still giving out the responsibility of the Levites. And it goes on to say, then the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, take a censer of the Kohath division of the Levite tribe. This censer will be of all males in age 30 to 50 who are able to work in the tabernacle. These are their sacred duties. When the camp moves, Aaron and his sons will enter the tabernacle first and take down the veil and cover the ark with it. Then they will cover the veil with goatskin, leather, cover the goatskin with a blue cloth, and place the carrying poles of the ark in their rings. Excuse me. Next, they must spread a blue cloth over the table where the bread of the presence is displayed, and place the dishes and the spoons and the bowls and the cups, and they will spread a scarlet cloth over that, and finally a covering of goatskin leather on top of the scarlet cloth. Then they shall insert the carrying poles onto the table. Next, they must cover with a blue cloth and lampstand the lamp and reserve of olive oil. This entire group of objects shall then be covered with goatskin leather, and the bundle shall be placed upon the carrying frame. They must then spread a blue cloth over the gold altar, cover it with the covering of goatskin leather, and insert the...
Hello.
Hello.
I'm sorry. Hello? I was experiencing some technical difficulties, so I'll just finish up this last little piece and we'll go ahead with our program. And then they must spread the blue cloth over the gold altar, cover it with the covering of the goatskin leather, and insert the carrying poles onto the altar. All the remaining utensils of the tabernacle are to be wrapped in a blue cloth, covered with goatskin leather, and placed on the carrying frame. The ashes are to be removed from the altar, and the altar shall be covered with a purple cloth. All of the altar utensils are to be placed upon the cloth, the frying pan, the hooks, the shovel, and other containers, a cover of the goatskin leather will be spread over them. Finally, the carrying poles are to be put in place. When Aaron and his sons have finished packing the sanctuary and all the utensils, the clan of the Kohath shall come and carry the unit to wherever the camp is traveling. But they must not touch the holy items, lest they die. This, then, is the sacred work of the sons of Kohath. Amen.
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 Angela, can you do a roll call for me, please? Are you there, Angela?
Okay, here.
Oh, okay. I had you guys. I apologize. Mom, Auntie Janet, Shirley, Auntie Betty, Loretta, Yvonne, and myself, Angela.
No. I didn't get all that. You're very low tonight.
You need to turn the volume up. Okay, I'm going to try one more time. Mom, Auntie Janet, Mr. Shirley, Auntie Betty, Loretta, Cooper, Auntie Marie, Auntie Dot, and myself, Angela.
Hey, good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
But this is the day that the Lord has made, so let's rejoice and be glad in it. Amen?
Amen.
Welcome to the Nellen Family Weekly Prayer Service. We pray that you all brought some good news to share. If not, just say pass. Now, Angela will come to us to bless the prayer line, so everyone will bow their head, please.
Our Father, giving you honor and praise, we seek your guidance to allow your words to impact each and every member of this family and our friends, including those not present. We ask that you continue to surround us with your angels and your presence as we gather and pray together. Do not allow those unwanted spirits to enter this circle of love. We know you provide the ultimate security. The warfare we are engaged in is not only from without, but also from within, inside the spirit. Therefore, we know that our best defense is to put on the armor of God and firm with the belt of truth, buckled around your waist with the breastplate of righteousness and peace. Take up the shield of faith, which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Okay, I would like to start with Auntie Betty.
Okay. I'm coming out of Matthew chapter 5 and beginning at verse 3. It says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so persecute they the prophet which was before you." Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Betty. Next, we have Sister Shirley.
Yes. One verse coming from Ephesians 2:10. "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Next we'll come on.
Okay, I'm coming out of Matthew 16 and starting at the 5th verse.
"Blessed is the seed of the Pharisee and the Sadducee. When they went across the lake, the disciple forgot to take bread. Be careful," Jesus said to them. "Be on your guard against the yeast of the Pharisees and the Sadducees." They discussed this among themselves and said, "It is because we didn't bring any bread." Of their discussion. Jesus asked, "You are little faith. Why are you talking among yourselves about having no bread? Do you still not understand? Don't you remember the 5,000 and how many baskets that you gather, or the 7 loaves of the 4,000, and how many you don't understand that I was not to you on your guard against the Pharisees and the Sadducees?" And they understood that he was not telling them to guard against the yeast using it bread, but against the teaching of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Peter confessed of Christ. When Jesus came to the region of Caesarea and Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets."
But what about you? Who do you say I am? Simon Peter answered, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus replied, blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for this was not revealed to you by man, but by my Father in heaven. And I tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock will build my church, and the gates of hell will not overcome it. And I will give you the key of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. And whatever you loose on earth will be loose in heaven. Then he warned his disciples not to tell anyone that he was. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.
All right. Thank you for reading my name. We had another question. Welcome, Auntie Carrie.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good. How are you? Hello. Hello.
Coming out of some background noise. Hold on. Can you please put the thank you. Miles Monroe, releasing your potential. Your life has the potential to fulfill your purpose. Okay, I'm gonna try again. Your life is to fulfill your purpose. Brings responsibility. Dying with ability reveals your responsibility. Life depends on the simple principles of receiving and releasing. Unreleased potential is useless and dangerous. If one fails to release their potential, it impacts everything that lives with them. Your potential was given to enrich the lives of others. When it is kept, it self-destructs. You are the only one who can stop you. Change your attitude and change your environment. Live courageously, for the treasures of your potential is unleashed. Each of us was conceived by destiny, produced by purpose, and packaged with potential to live a meaningful, fulfilling life. Amen?
Amen.
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 Hubert.
Yes, I'll be coming out of Matthew 12, verse 38 to 42. The sign of Jonah. Then some of the Pharisees and teacher of the law said to him, together, teacher, we want to see a miraculous sign from you. He answered, a wicked and adulterous generation asks for a miraculous sign, but none will be given except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For as Jonah was 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of a huge fish, so the Son of Man will be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh will stand up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And now one greater than Jonah is here. The queen of the south will arise at the judgment with the generation and condemn it for the same, for she came from the ends of the earth to listen to Solomon's wisdom. And now one greater than Solomon is here. And the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in his sight. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Miss Reading.
Who did you say?
Auntie Marie.
Yes, I was going to read Psalm 28. Unto thee I will cry, O Lord, my rock. Be not silent to me, lest thou be silent to me. I become like that go down into the pit. Hear the voice of my supplication when I cry unto thee, when I lift up my hand toward thy holy article. Draw me not away from the wicked and the workers of iniquity, which speak peace to their neighbor, but mischief is in their heart. Give them according to their deeds and according to the wickedness in their endeavors. Give them after the work of their hand. Render to them their desert, because they regard not the work of the Lord, nor the operation of his hand. He shall destroy them and not build them up. Blessed be the Lord, because he has heard the voice of my supplication. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusted in him, and I am helped. Therefore my heart greatly rejoiced, and my song I will praise him. The Lord is our strength, and he is the saving strength of his anointed. Save thy people and bless thy inheritance. Feed them also and lift them up forever. Amen.
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 Everyone there?
Yes.
Yeah. We lost all of them, so hopefully they log them back in.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll go ahead and do my reading. I'm doing John 5 until they call back in. If you believe that Jesus is the Christ, that he is God's Son and your Savior, then you are a child of God. And all who love the Father love his children too. So you can find out how much you love God's children, your brothers, your sisters in the Lord, by how much you love and obey God. Loving God means doing what he tells us to do, and really, that isn't hard at all. For every child of God can obey him, defeating sins and evil pleasure by trusting Christ to help him. Amen?
Amen.
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 I don't know where Angela and them at. Uh-huh. Okay, let's see. I'll go ahead. Oh, there they are.
Yeah, we have a second. You can go ahead, Loretta.
I just finished reading. You can go ahead and call the next person. I read out of John 5.
I'm going to call you next anyway.
I read your mind.
Okay. Auntie Dot.
I love John.
Yeah, Auntie Don.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Auntie Don?
Yes.
Oh, would you like to say anything tonight?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Okay. Now I can.
Okay. I'm reading from the upper room, the right direction, John 14:6. I love driving, and as I drive, I love listening to music and admire the view of God's creation. So a month ago, I was driving to a familiar town to see some relatives, and I thought that I knew the road very well. As a crossing, I read the sign and entered a roundabout, only to take the wrong exit. Then a storm came up, which confused me even more. I traveled many kilometers while trying to find my way, nervous and almost despair. I decided that I need to get back to the roundabout where I had missed my turn. That situation reminded me of the panic I felt when I realized my mistake along the road of faith. Often I think I can overcome a mistake without God's help, but then I move farther and farther away from God. I have to stop and turn to God for help, rather than trying to find the right direction on my own. While praying for God's direction during that difficult driving, I realized that Christ is simple with the path we have to follow, and I gave thanks to our Lord. Thank you, God, for helping us to find the right way. Amen.
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 Thank you for that reading, Auntie Dot. Auntie Marie, would you like to do this evening?
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I'll be coming from Romans, the 6th chapter, starting at the 1st verse. What shall we say then? shall we contend and sin that grace may abound? God forbid, how shall we that are dead in sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as we baptized unto Jesus Christ was baptized into his death. Therefore we are buried with him by baptism unto death, like as Christ was risen up from the dead by the grace of the Father, even so we also shall walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in this likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we shall not serve sin, for he that is dead is free from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Monique. Okay, next we have Auntie Janet.
Okay, I'll be reading from John 15. I'm the true vine, and my Father's the man. Every branch that does not bear fruit is taken away. And every branch that bears fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now you are clean through the word that I've spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine, no more can you, except you abide in me. I am the vine, you are. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me, my words abide in you. You shall ask whatever you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit. So shall you be my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Continue in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. Next, I'll turn it to you.
Okay, if everyone would bow their head for the sick and shut in, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for all the works that you're performing. And Auntie Marie, Auntie Betty, Auntie Carrie, Auntie Dot, Uncle Oliver, Uncle Champ, Uncle Dave, Uncle Gary, Uncle Willie, Sister Shirley and family, the Verner family, the Hurd family, the Lowe's family, Carlos and the Wells family, the Dix family, the Simmons family, the Rossiter family, Boyer's family, Marilyn and family, Ruth Edwards, Essie Mann family, Katrina and family, Tyrone and family, the Allen family, the Williams family, Lenny and family, Ronnie McClure, Miss Brown family, John Moore, the Cody family, Cheryl and family, Mr. Hugh family, Dorita and Jesse Verna, Jesse Kendrick and family, Mary Ann and family, Michael and family, Ness and family, the Beck family, Johnson family, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, the Iden family, Malachi, DeMarcus, Brian, Tony, Eric, Dwight, Tawana and family, the Hoffman family, and anyone else that we are not aware of, but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that you continue to give us the strength that we need to keep pressing forward with your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we know that there is still power in the blood, and therefore we plead the precious blood of Jesus over our sick and shut-ins, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. And Father God, we thank you for your love. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Christ the Lord.
Amen.
Anthony, we lose Anthony again?
Thank you, Loretta, for the sick and shut-in prayer. Go ahead with the briefing for this week. There's a lot of things down there. Okay. The birthdays for this week, November the 5th, I have Chelsea. Hey, yeah, some terrible background noise. Can you please move your phone? Thank you. Okay. The birthdays for November the 5th through November the 10th. And we have Chelsea, that's Wileen's niece, on the 5th. We have Wally a Rosalind.
Granddaughter, not me.
Oh, granddaughter. Oh, Lord. Yeah, granddaughter. And Rosalind Jenkins on the 6th. And we have a Mario on the 10th. That is the grandson.
I have Stan's birthday on the 5th today.
Was that your grandson, Mario?
Yes.
Okay, okay. I wasn't sure if it was Trey's daddy. Okay, that's all that I have. Cynthia, Roslyn, Mario, and Stan. Any other birthdays? Auntie Betty, would you mind singing the birthday song for this evening?
Okay. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you and many more. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that. Let's see, Betty. Okay, next we're going to go ahead and do our second round. And I would like to start with Tom.
Okay, I'm coming out of Matthew again. This will be chapter 17. And 1 through 13. Trumpet is a fortress of good. Matthew 17 unfolds the account of what is known as the transfigure in the scene that Jesus announced the glory that was yet to come. Jesus took three of his disciples up into a high mountain and was transfigured before them. His face shone as the sun, and his clothes was white as light. He received himself in a way that they had never seen him before, repented with light as he would one day appear as the glorified Son of Man. Peter, completely perplexed by this vision, would have liked to prolong it, but the hour spent on the mountain was not to last very long. This, as is the truth in our lives, we must return to the valley, to the background of spiritual warfare. Prior to them, deceitful, however, God spoke, expressing his pleasure in the Son. The disciples fell on their faces to the ground. A red truck at the majesty approached on their faces. Loving God, as sinful men, they bow in fear before a holy God. Though Jesus was known and loved him, will both witness and experience a great transformation from mortality and immortality. Our Christian hope is that one day Jesus Christ will return triumph, and that his people, the church, will be caught up to meet him in the cloud. The transition gives us a glimpse of what we will someday experience. The song "Blessed Assurance" expresses our participation of that day. And the song, "Blessed Assurance, Jesus is mine, over the fortress, glory divine, hero salvation, perfect of God, born of his spirit, washed in his blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all of the day long." Amen.
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 Right there.
Right now.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Mother. Next we have
22. What did you say, Angela?
Auntie Jen.
Okay. I would like to read the words to this old hymn. A mighty fortress is our God. A mighty fortress is our God. A bulwark never failing. Did we in our own strength confide, when striving would be losing? Were not the right man on our side, the man of God's own choosing? Doth ask who that may be? Christ, it is he. Lord Sabbath, his name. from age to age the same, and he must win the battle. That word above all earthly power, no thanks to them abided. The spirit and the gifts are ours through him who with us sided. Let goods and kindreds go, the mortal life also, the body they may kill. God's truth abided still, his kingdom is forever. A mighty fortress is our God, who stands always and forever. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Auntie Janet. Next caller. I'm just sorry.
What did you say, girl? All right. Diane is coming from Philippians 4, 7 through 9. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatsoever is true, whatsoever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Amen.
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 Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Sister Shirley. Next, I have Auntie Betty.
Yes. I'm coming out of Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgive all thine iniquities, who heal all thy diseases, who redeem my life from destruction, who cleanse thee from love kindness and tender mercy, who satisfy thy mouth with good things, so that the youth is renewed like an eagle. The Lord execute righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his act unto the children of Israel. The Lord is mercy and grateful, slow to anger and plenty in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us after our sin, nor rewarded us according to our iniquity. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgression from us. Like a father pities his children, so the Lord pities them that fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. As far as man, his days are as grass, as the flower of the field, so he flourished. For the wind passed over it, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto the children of children. To such as keeping his covenant, and to those that remember his commandment, to do them. The Lord has prepared his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rule over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandment. Hearken unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers, of his that do his pleasure. Bless the Lord all his work in all places and his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen,
amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thanks for that reading, Auntie Betty. Next, we have Loretta.
Yes, I have a poem I would like to share. A name above all others. There's a name above all others that is music to my ears, one that makes my heart sing happily all throughout my earthly years. It's the precious name of Jesus that my soul longed to hear. There's no other name more precious. There's no other name so dear. When I speak the name of Jesus, I bow my head in prayer and thank him for his blessing and for his loving care. By Shirley Powell. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you for that poem, Loretta. Next we have, what's he carrying?
Yes, I would like to read this little saying. Spirit of a living God, Spirit of a living God, fall fresh on me. Spirit of a living God, fall fresh on me. Break me, mold me, break me, melt me, mold me. Fill me, Spirit of a living God, fall fresh on me. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yes, I've come to you out of Psalm 56. First, I'd like to send God traveling mercy out of my daughter Hazel. She is traveling this weekend. So, oh, the Lord, watch over her and bring her back safely to Washington.
Amen.
Be merciful to me, O God, for men hotly pursue me. All day long they press their attack. My slanderers pursue me all the day. Many are attacking me in their pride. When I'm afraid, I trust in you, in God, whose word I praise. In God I trust. I will not be afraid. What can mortal man do to me? All the day long, they twist my words. They are always plotting to harm me. They conspire, they lurk, they watch my step, anger and eager to take my life. On no account let them escape. In your anger, O God, bring down the nation. Record my lament. List my tears on your scroll, and they not in your record. Then my enemies will turn back when I call for help. But this I will know, that God is for me. In God, whose words I praise, in the Lord, whose word I praise. In God I trust, I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? I am under vows to you, O God. I will present my thank offering to you. For you have delivered me from death and my feet from stumbling, that I may walk before God in the light of life. Amen.
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 Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you for that reading, Hubert. Next, Auntie Marie.
I pass.
Alrighty. Okay. Auntie Dot.
Yes, I'm reading from the upper room again. We belong to God. Psalm 147:3. As I waited for the worship service to begin on Sunday morning, I unzipped the cover of my Bible. Inside, I found several funeral cards with photographs of people I had known who had gone on to be with Jesus. The pastor's son, a neighbor from down the street, a young woman who had lost a battle with cancer, my young sister who had died in her sleep, my 36-year-old niece who had died suddenly from a heart attack, the 90-year-old woman from our church who said she could not wait to be with the Lord, to be with her Lord. As I sit waiting, listen to the smoothing music playing prior to the service, I feel an urge to pray. I pray for the people who had died and gone on to be with God in heaven. I pray for their family who were left behind tomorrow. I pray for understanding for myself. And then I gave God thanks. I feel great security there in the power and presence of the rising Christ. How good it is to be reminded that God hear our prayer, comfort us in our crisis, and never leave us forsake us in life or in death. Heavenly Comfort, thank you for your grace that holds us close when we feel lost and helpless. May we live so that others will know your comfort for themselves. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And I will go last. And I just want to share, I guess it's a testimony. Today, Mom and I went to Sam's and we bought these two stools. And they were in these two boxes. And somehow, I kept saying, I don't know if these boxes are going to fit in my car. Somehow, those boxes got in the car. We got home. We couldn't take those boxes out of the car.
Oh, my.
Man, we can't get those boxes out of the car. And then it just dawned on me. God said, I'm just letting y'all know what I did for y'all at that store. They should have been in the car in the first place. Get them out of the house. We couldn't get them in the house. We couldn't get them out of the car. And I just want to say that was God showing up and letting us know who was in control.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Good God.
Hallelujah.
Every chain, break every chain.
For the wounded, and we pray that this episode never happens again. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God have mercy.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead with the closing prayer unless anyone has anything else to say.
Auntie Dot?
Yes.
We're so happy to hear your voice. Welcome back. I think we missed Auntie Marie, but I'm going to go ahead and say welcome back to her, and we love her and miss her very much.
Amen.
Amen. And also, Auntie Carrie, we miss you. Welcome back. We love you.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen. Amen.
And one last thing, Auntie Betty, how was your birthday celebration?
It was great. I enjoyed.
Amen.
Amen. God
Amen.
Bless. God
Thank
bless.
Thank you.
Amen. Okay, that's all I have to share.
Okay. Let's go ahead with the closing prayer. Excuse me. Lord, we want to give you honor. Thank you, God, for the time we had today. May you bless each person who took the time to gather here with us, and let your hand of protection be on them throughout the rest of the week. Let the work done here tonight come to fruition, and let it all be for your glory, Lord. Help us each to do our part in sharing your word. Amen.
Amen.
Well, that concludes our program for tonight. Danelle and family and friends would like to thank everyone for joining us. And we pray that there was something shared that will help you through your busy week. And Heavenly Father, we ask that you continue to bless our president and everyone in the White House, bless America and other nations, and bless our prayer line. Father God, we promise to put on our full suit of armor this week for protection from our enemy. And remember to put God first in all that you do, and he will direct your path. God loves you, and so do we. May everyone have a glorious, prosperous, victorious week. And we love you, and good night, everyone. We love you.
Good night.
Good
love
night.
You
guys. Good night.
Love you all. Have a blessed week.
Thank you. Same to you.
Thank you.